smash your FM radio. Indy 100 rocks.
Everybody, it's Tyrone Tan here on StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indy100.com radio, and UBN. And I just want to say thank you to all the listeners from around the world that have tuned into my show. And it's because of you guys I get to do what I do. And I'm always grateful and appreciative on all your guys' listenership. We're going to have a jam-packed show for you guys today. If you're into cool actors, actresses, or filmmakers, we got some of the stars of this new movie and creators of this new movie called Karma's a Bitch coming out to you soon. We got Isabella Blake Thomas and Rich Teen coming into the studio. But before that, we want to do a couple plugs. Again, if you want to see a lot more celebrity interviews or back archive shows, go to our main production website, which is at www.starroseentertainment.tv. That's www.starroseentertainment.tv. Also, if you like the music we're playing today, let me know. Email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. And if you want to see our in-studio guest photos, such as our guest Isabella Blake Thomas and Rich Ting, go to our Facebook page, Star Wars Entertainment, over on Facebook. And last but not least, if you want to hit me up on socials, that's at Tyrone Tan, TyroneTan, N as in Nancy, over on Twitter. And then thanks to the hacker there, Tyrone Tan Official, over on Instagram, TyroneTan Official over on Instagram. And then also there's this new thing called Threads. So I guess, if you want to check me out, it's connected to my Instagram. And then also, last but not least, if you want to hit me up on Facebook, that's Tyrone Tan over on Facebook. So without further ado, we're just going to just go right into this. We're going to be bringing in my guest co-host of the hour, a special guest co-host. He's a dear person that actually I met when I went to Australia earlier in the year, via meeting my dear friend out there, Danielle Debs, who's a big cosplayer over there, and she introduced me to this wonderful person, and I got to meet him at the OzCon, I believe it was called, OzComCon or whatever. I'll clarify that when he comes into the studio. But he is here, first time on the show, and first time here, I think in LA, but again, I'll clarify that again, because I know he's been out into the US, but I'm excited to have him here. It's been kind of a long time coming, so to speak. So here he is coming to the studio, my dear friend, celebrity fitness trainer all the way from Australia, my dear friend Andrew Litomski. Welcome, Andrew Litomski, to StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indy100.com Radio, UBN.
Tyrone, thank you, brother. It's amazing to be here. First time in LA, yes.
So to clarify the checklist, first time in LA.
Tick, and then Oz Comic Con, let's say a tick. It was Oz Comic Con or Supernova.
It was Oz Comic Con then.
Scrap Supernova. what else do we have to check off?
Well, we met through Daniel Debs.
We did. Tick that off as well.
Yeah, who was a dear friend. And, I know you guys, obviously, she introduced me to you. And you're also...
Danielle's amazing cosplayer. That's how we met, actually. So yeah. I cosplay as Thor.
Yeah, that's the guy. And you're
with the hammer.
You're known as the that's how I think people were telling me. He's like the Australian Thor.
The Aussie Thor, yeah. Thor of Oz is what I was dubbed some point.
So you had me do this little thing where I have to help. I have
little
to
hammer hold, challenge.
Little hammer challenge.
Yeah, I gave you the hammer that weighed about 10 pounds, mm-hmm. And basically just hold it out for as long as possible. So,
and I was supposed to win something, maybe, but I didn't win.
you win bragging rights with that. So
I think I got to I think I was like 30 seconds shy or something like that.
Of the world record?
Of doing it, whatever I had to do. Because you said you had to hold it for a certain amount of time.
It's currently at 6 minutes. At a Comic-Con for 6 minutes.
Wow.
And big bodybuilder guy.
Wow.
No surprise there, so. Yeah.
Well, let's tell the audience a little bit about yourself. For those that don't know, obviously, I know a little bit about you, but let's tell the audience a little bit about you before we bring in our guest of the hour.
Thanks, brother. Yeah, I guess that's what I'm most well known for is my impersonation of Thor, the god of thunder, the mighty Thor.
Yeah,
with the hammer that's also known as Mjolnir, made from the heart of a dying star. But that's kind of how I got into this whole fitness thing as well. I guess I look like Thor. I have the long hair. I work out as well. So
yeah, you're a big, big guy.
It wasn't long until people started just saying I look like this guy named Thor, which at the time I didn't really know who he was or what he was all about. So this is going back 8 years. So I had to research. I had to look into who Thor was. I didn't know who he was. So yeah, researched, and sure enough,
Were you in the cosplay before that?
No, not at all.
You got into it because people kept saying that to you?
Absolutely. I had no idea about Marvel, DC, the comic world.
Well, because, when I was at the OzCon, everyone knew who you were, so to speak, and everyone was like, oh, there's
Thor. Which is so awesome. But I've learned so much through this wonderful world that sort of opened up so many doors for me. So
awesome. So you're a cosplay, aside from that, you do a bunch of other stuff. Celebrity fitness trainer?
Yes. So fitness is my passion. Okay. Celebrity fitness trainer, I guess you could say. I train a lot of cosplayers to be the embody the cosplay that they want to be. Mm-hmm. So if you want arms like Thor, come and see me. If you want to be, lean and slim like Wonder Woman and strong like Wonder Woman, come and see me. We'll train you. So
awesome.
There's that, and then I do some marketing as well. So
awesome.
Working with geeky content creators to market games and movies. And just cool stuff.
Awesome. We'll tell the answer. You came out here. Obviously, this was the kind of a whim, and then you hit me up, and I'm like, hey, you should come on the show.
Absolutely, bro, yeah.
So what would you come out to LA for?
A couple of reasons why I came out here. We just got done today doing some fitness content for our fitness app that we have.
Okay.
Team Accountable.
Accountable?
Team Accountable.
Yeah.
Yep, so you got to remain accountable, do all your workouts, get all that stuff done. So we just pumped out a lot of content for that. And then we're doing San Diego Comic-Con next week.
Awesome.
So we'll be down there dressed up. I'll be dressed as Thor, obviously.
Yeah.
But I got a lot of buddies coming down as well. I'm going to have a good time down there. So.
And that'll be your first time at the San Diego Comic-Con?
First time at SDCC.
Yeah. Awesome. Hopefully, hopefully, for the best, because I've been going for several years, and it's really jam-packed. And again, see how it is after pandemic. But I'm wishing you the best. Hopefully, I'm going to try to be there as well. I've been covering it for a lot of years, and so I've kind of not Comic-Con out, but it'll be cool to see you get to experience it, because I've been wanting Danielle Debs, who is our mutual friend, to come out one day.
I should have packed her in the luggage. Yeah, because I had two bags. My allowance was like 50 kilos.
But I do want to give a shout out to Danielle Debs. Check her out. It's at Where Is Danielle. She's a pretty big cosplayer out there in Australia. Would you say so? She's pretty.
One of the biggest. Absolutely. Yeah. She makes her own costumes, which is big these days. Like, I didn't make my Thor costume, but she makes
she's
all her incredible
awesome cosplayer. So, yeah. I got to go out there. That's really the reason I went out to Australia, pretty much obviously vacation, but to actually, we've been communicating for several years, and then finally to interview her, and she was we were trying to get her out here for the show to come in the studio, and then obviously pandemic happened, and I said, well, I gave her my word. I said, well, maybe I'll just go out there, and then I end up going, well, might as well go out there, and it was the most beautiful experience, to be honest with you, because I'm not much of a traveler, and I really, really, really loved Australia. Got to meet great people such as yourself, Danielle Debs. Big shout out to you and your family, the Debrecant family. I got to meet also it was yourself. You had the gentleman. Blanking out, dressed in the Captain America. He dresses in the Captain America.
There's so many.
Cameron. I got to meet Cameron Down, who also does the Halo cosplayer.
James could have been.
Yeah, I think it's James. But
I'm terrible with names.
Yeah. Anyways, but there were so many great people, and so how could people check you out?
They can hit me up on my socials.
Okay,
it's Andrew Lutomski, Lutomski. You can hit me up there.
Okay, Andrew Lutomski, and then your apps or anything like that you want to get?
So Team Accountable is our fitness app and our page, and then our geeky content creator team is Digital Fox Talent.
All right.
Network.
Digital Fox Talent Network, and then also Team Accountable.
Yes.
And then check him out at Andrew Lutomski. That's Lutomski.
That's correct.
All right. Really quickly before we bring in our guests, have you seen any movies lately? We'll do a quick movie review.
The last one I saw, it was an early cut of Gran Turismo last night.
Okay.
That was really cool. Yeah.
By any chance, have you seen the new Mission Impossible?
I have, actually. I saw that movie, and I was lucky enough to share Tom Cruise's 61st birthday with him.
Oh, awesome.
Because, he turned
you're at the premiere.
Out in Sydney.
You were at the premiere. Australia.
Yeah.
I got to see an advanced screen. So let's talk about that really quickly. Obviously, it just came out. It comes out July 12th. I get to see. I had a pleasure of interviewing for several years. Isai Morales, who stars as the main villain there. Mm-hmm. But let's talk about that since we both saw that. So let's really quickly talk about, here's our quick review on Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning Part 1, rated PG-13, directed by Christopher McQuarrie, and starring the awesome Tom Cruise, Hayley Atwell, Ving Rhames. We also got Simon Pegg, Rebecca Ferguson, Isai Morales, Vanessa Kirby, a plethora of great actors and talents, and if I'm forgetting, Hayley Atwell. Yeah, I said Hayley Atwell. I got to see it. You got to see it. What did you think?
Tom Cruise, like the guy, he doesn't age. He's always doing things massive, like the massive stunt.
Yeah,
obviously we all know about that one. The agility of that guy, he's just like he doesn't stop. And I was just captivated by him. Obviously, I'm a big fan of his and all the Mission Impossibles, but. That's what I can't really sort of look past is just Tom Cruise and his performances.
I really liked it. I was kind of stoked waiting for it. Obviously, they've been pumping up for a while, all the stunts. I know you're in the stunts as well. I enjoyed it. I want to go see it again. What do you think? Is this something you'd highly recommend checking out? Or
I'd go and check it out again before part two comes out. Absolutely. Uh-huh. And then I'm aware of all the challenges as well because he shot a lot of that through, the pandemic and the restrictions they had there. So I heard at one point he was doing his own makeup and attempted to cut his own hair because he had to do it, like no one else was around. So they did an amazing job putting that together.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, like I said, I enjoyed the movie. I want to give a shout out to Isai Morales, who did an awesome job, who's always been nice to me throughout the years. I think he did an awesome job as Gabriel, who's like the villain. And I'm hoping, I'm thinking he's in part two again, I don't want to give away anything, but obviously he's in part one. We know that. Mm-hmm. But I think everyone just did great. Tom Cruise, obviously. All the cast, I loved everybody. The director did awesome. And I just highly recommend. If you can, I got to see it in a Dolby theater, so the sound system.
Oh, amazing!
It was just. I mean, I felt like there's a scene on the train where I just felt like I was on the train.
Yeah.
All the rumbling and everything. So I highly recommend checking it out. It's out. It's Mission Impossible: Dead Reckoning Part 1. Check that out. I recommend it. You recommend it?
Absolutely.
All right. So check it out. All right. So again, that's Mission Impossible: Dead Reckoning Part 1, and that's our little quick review there by myself and celebrity fitness trainer Andrew Latomsky. All right. So, without further ado, I don't know if you got the memo, Andrew. The memo. The guest co-host.
Have a look at it now.
The guest co-host of the hour arranges a way to make the guest of the hour to make them feel welcome. So sometimes we bring them in on Millennium Falcons, hang gliders, limos, anything like that. By any chance, did you arrange a way to bring in these lovely guests that are coming into the studio?
Maybe something which might be fitting is like a little Cinderella cart, like a
carriage,
pumpkin, a carriage.
Yeah, because Isabel Thomas, she's kind of like to me, she's a dear friend. I've known her for a couple of years, and I believe she's from UK. And then and I would say she's kind of like a princess in a way, in a good way. So I figured bring her makes it a royalty. And then also, yes. I don't know if you know her little factoid. She was also in this cool like a Disney. Disney movie, so to speak. It is a Disney movie, but it was speaking of royalty, it was the Secret Borns. Let me double check this title. It was a Secret Society of Second Born Royals. So I think it would be fitting to bring her in on this like Cinderella esque carriage. And then also she has actually because she just finished she wrote. And she's starring in this new movie called Karma's a Bitch, directed by Elizabeth Blake Thomas. And then also, she actually has one of her co-stars in here as well.
Amazing.
Rich Ting. So I think it would be appropriate.
A team up
to bring them both in, like, kind of royalty.
Both fit in the car. Yeah. Heaps of room.
All right. So what we're going to do,
as well.
We're going to bring them in. Again, they are the stars of the new movie, Karma's a Bitch. So I guess you're going to open up that studio back right over there. On the count of three, we're going to whistle in the horses on the carriage, and then we're going to bring in Isabella Blake Thomas, as well as Rich Ting, who's also in this new movie called Karma's a Bitch, directed by Elizabeth Blake Thomas, and it's written by Isabella Blake Thomas, and starring her. So we're going to get all down to it. So on the count of three, you're whistling the horses. One, two, and three. Right. Yep, there we go.
One, I was going to do that thing with, you know, with the hands and the mouth and the whistle and the.
All right, here we go. One, two, and three. Here we go.
Oh, that was my time.
All right, here they come in the studio on a Cinderella-esque carriage.
Oh, amazing! Yeah,
look at all the fans out there.
Oh, my God.
They're
swearing.
Yeah, they're throwing roses at them. They're signing, stopping for autographs. Oh. Rich Ting is showing up. He's showing his muscles there.
Oh,
he's
God.
He's a fit guy.
Wow.
And then also we got Isabel. Look at them. They're stopping for selfies, autographs. There they are. Oh my! Look. I don't know if they're taking people, but they're
security. Get those guys out there.
Here they come into the studio again. They are the stars of the new movie, Karma's a Bitch, directed by Elizabeth Blake Thomas, written by Isabella Blake Thomas as well. Here they are coming into the studio. We have actress and actor Isabella Blake Thomas and Rich Ting. Welcome to StarWarsEntertainment.tv, Indie100.com Radio, and UBN. Woo! Welcome, guys and girls.
Well, hello.
Hello. Welcome, guys.
Thank you so much for having us, and thank you for that very warm welcome.
Yeah, well, yes. We had to pull all the stops for you. I mean, you know, listen, you're from the secret society of Bon Royals. I mean,
I know. I mean, the pumpkin did get on my gown just a little bit, but I think I'll be able to get it out.
That's awesome.
I thought we were just getting an Uber.
It's a very we do it very fancy here.
Yeah. Well, cool. Again, Isabella Blake Thomas and Rich Ting. Again, welcome to StarWarsEntertainment.tv, IndieWonders.com Radio, and UBN. Well, Isabel, I'm excited because I know I've known you for a couple of years, and I know we've been kind of talking about coming on the show, and then I got to see an early screening of your new movie.
Yeah.
It's called Karma's a Bitch, spelled with a K.
It is indeed. Yep, it is indeed.
And it's directed by, can you say your mom?
By Elizabeth Blake Thomas. That's my lovely mother.
Yeah, it's a mother-daughter team because you have a production company.
We do indeed. It's called Mother Daughter Entertainment. It was a fitting name.
Yeah. Awesome. And then Rich Ting, obviously you did awesome job, and it's funny because we were talking off the air that I've interviewed you throughout the years on the carpets.
Yes.
And it was clicking on like really quick, cause, you know, and fortunately or unfortunately I'm blessed to interview a lot of people, but if I don't get to see them on a daily, everyone's out of context. I'll see someone somewhere, and then all of a sudden I'm like, I know you.
I mean, there's so many people in LA in general that not only do you shrink it to the size of the industry, which despite it being large is very small, it gets a lot of faces to remember. So we don't blame you.
Yeah, you need to absorb a meeting.
And what's cool is when I get to see it, like sometimes I'll see somebody at talent like three times in a 1 week, and then it becomes one of those things where I'm like, I don't know what I could say. I just talked to you yesterday.
Nothing's new.
Yeah, but it's great to form these relationships throughout the years for a lot of people, and it's great to have you here, Rich Ting. And
thank you for having me. So you're way more famous than any of the talent that you interview because everyone knows you.
I do agree with that.
That's facts, right?
Concur.
There.
I appreciate. No, I'm very very humble.
We should be giving you the big welcome.
Exactly.
No.
Bringing you in the car.
Yeah. Bring him in the pumpkin.
So what we want to do really quickly before we get into the nitty gritty, want the audience to get to know you guys, if not fans already.
Absolutely.
About a little bit about you. So I don't know, like, if your people talk to my people, but we start off with a very hard hitting question. Okay, guys. So Isabella and Rich Ting,
I'm ready.
Here's the question. Andrew, are you ready? Here we go. The first question is, where are you born and raised?
Well, see, that is a slightly complicated question for me, hence the accent. I was born in good old London, England. I do, in fact, drink tea and eat scones. Just prefacing that answer before anyone asks that question. But I've actually lived in LA this year more than I lived in England. I have been here for 11 years. Yeah.
Wow. And then Rich Ting, where are you born and raised?
I'm born and raised in Los Angeles. Went to high school in San Francisco. So I am West Coast till I die, baby.
Awesome. And Andrew,
you're a local.
I know, guest co-host of the hour, but really quick, are you born?
I'm from a little place called Canberra in Australia.
Which is it's actually the capital.
It's actually the capital, yes.
I learned that when I was 7.
Why would you have to learn that? Just curiosity.
It was when I was at a part-time school in England and we were doing capitals and everyone was like, oh, it's Sydney, it's Melbourne. And I was like, it's Canberra.
Wow. It's just a big country town. Yeah. You've got kangaroos hopping down the main street, honestly.
Oh, awesome. I love it.
That's what I love about it.
Now, Isabella, obviously you are an actress, but you're also a writer and now producer as well.
Yes.
So did you know growing up that you always wanted to be an entertainer, an actress, a film, producer, writer?
Very much so. I mean, I was fortunate enough to be able to do what I love from a very young age. I was 4 when I started acting, and I was lucky that I had a mum that would support me in those aspirations, I guess. And so I booked my first job at age 4, and
wow,
I fell in love with it, and she supported me. And in no way was it, you have to continue doing this. It was very much, if you want to, I'll be there for you. And so it never stopped. It dominoed, and then somehow I ended up in LA.
That's awesome. What, do you remember your first job?
I do indeed. It was a TV show in the UK called The Green Balloon Club, and it was a singing TV show, and it was about the environment, and we recycled things, and we looked after our planet. So it was a very educational show for a 4-year-old to be on. I learned a lot on that show as well.
And what about you, Rich Ting? Did you know growing up you always wanted to be in showbiz, an actor?
Definitely. It was kind of the fantasy dream. I grew up as an athlete, a 4-sport athlete. I was able to play college football in the U.S., and that was kind of the first dream. Never thought I would have the opportunity to come back to L.A. A lot of people think it's easy because I'm born and raised here. They're like, oh, so you're just back home. I mean, no. It's not easy at all. You know what I mean? So Hollywood is a weird beast. It's a weird industry. It's a very difficult industry. So I had to get in line and learn just like everyone else did. Super grateful to have had the opportunity to enter this business and just trying to keep this momentum going.
Awesome. Well, then, so what do you think, who's your inspiration in getting into showbiz, so to speak, Isabella Blake Thomas?
Well, I feel like a lot of people get in because they have a relative who's already in film, or they have maybe a celebrity that they look up to. And actually, that was not the case for me. My mum was in, I guess, some kind of creative business. She used to teach theatre. She ran a theatre company. She was always into drama as a kid. And so she directed theatre, but there was nobody in my family that was in film. And actually, I got into it because a friend of ours who was in film said, Isabella should audition for something. I think she'd be really good, because I always sat in on my mum's drama classes. I participated in the musicals, always loved it. I was singing around age 2 and 3, just doing it with everyone, and that was the first job that I auditioned for, and that was the first one I booked.
And that's amazing to get encouragement from the family to
very
to,
much so.
Yeah, and that was that a big part of you getting into it?
Well, I'd say the biggest encouragement was my mum. Honestly, she was the person that kind of spearheaded my cheerleading team, as it were, and I very much so was. She's the reason that I'm still doing what I'm doing, and actually, as Rich and I were speaking about before this, she's the reason I have 2 feet on the ground.
Wow. Well, and again, shout out to your mother, Elizabeth Blake Thomas, who's
awesome.
Also directed this new movie, Karma's a Bitch.
Dun, dun, dun.
And lovely person who couldn't be here today, but we do want to know you're here in spirit. We feel you in spirit,
yes,
Elizabeth, and know that I adore you, and you know, sorry you couldn't be here.
I'll probably be quoting her a few times tonight, so she is here.
Awesome. Now, and Rich Ting, who were your inspirations getting into in the acting or entertainment industry? Or
I grew up in the era of Bruce Lee and Michael Jackson.
Okay.
Being an LA kid, obviously Bruce Lee had passed well before I was born, but you know, his legacy to this day lives on, and I was actually able to contribute to that legacy, I like to say, in Warrior Season 1 a few years back. Shout out to my family. We just premiered for Season 3 last week. But yeah, him and Michael Jackson, I mean, obviously two different, you know, sides of the spectrum of entertainment, but both very influential for myself. And like I said, never thought I'd be doing what I'm doing. Just trying to inspire as they inspired me.
Yeah. And let's go. So you went from obviously studying out there, and then when do you think was the break for you that made you go, I'm going to do this? I think I could do this for the rest of my life, so to speak.
Well, my favorite phrase that I use to do with my acting is the domino effect, because I think it very much applies to what I did. I was very fortunate to continue working immediately after my first show ended in the UK, and I think that had something to do with the fact that I was a little kid who could memorize lines and not look at the camera. And now, yes, I do think I had a decent amount of talent, obviously, but I think it's harder than people realize to get children to do that. So that definitely helped, but I was very lucky to be able to be put in the room in front of casting directors that had the ability to put me in some great projects. And so I was able to continue working, and I worked on some big movies and big TV shows in the UK, and it kind of set me up for success, as it were, and became my sort of drama school and film school, because I was actively doing the hands-on work. And then when I was about 6 or 7, and I can't remember exactly how I found out about this acting course in New York, but my mum and I went over there for a little holiday, and I did an acting course, shout out to TVI, in New York, and they actually have an LA studio as well, which I'll get to in a second. But I did their course for a few summers, and they said, we have an LA course, you should go and try that out. And my mum, being as incredible as she is, said okay. So we tried it, we came over and we gave it a go, and actually at that showcase, that's where I got my agent, who is my agent up until now and is actually now my manager. So I've been with her for a very, very long time.
You want to give a shout out to her?
I do indeed. Pamela Fisher.
Pamela
She's
Fisher.
Fantastic.
Pamela Fisher.
And she was actually the agent. She just became a manager, but last year when we filmed Karma, she was the agent for a lot of our cast as well. So I went straight to her. She's the agent for Pierce Joza, Terry Hu, Matt Cornett, Elise Luthman, Notlim Taylor, and Pedro Enrique. So
awesome. Well,
all of us.
Pamela Fisher,
yeah,
what's up?
Yeah. Everyone at A3, everyone at LBI, we love you guys.
Awesome. Well, and let's go through a little bit of your history. I mean, you've done a lot here, but I mean, obviously, I met you when you did your film Unseen.
Yeah.
And I got to meet you. We went to, was it Cindy Cowens?
Yeah.
Cindy Cowen.
Good old Cindy Cowen.
At her office. I remember. That's how I first met you. And shout out to Cindy. And I met you and your mom when you did that film, which is an awesome film.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, obviously, and then it's funny because I remember you hinting at me, you couldn't really talk too much about it, but you were able to do the Secret Society of Second-Born Royales, which is
was right when I booked it.
Yeah, it was right. We couldn't talk about it, and it was a big secret thing. It was a Disney movie, and you're one of the stars of that. Actually, you're on the poster.
I am. My face was on the side of the Beverly Center for a little.
That's
bit. It was
awesome.
Very
what was that like? Well, first of all, what was that like getting a Disney movie like that? I mean, that's going to be heavily promoted, and then you got powers and all this secret stuff.
No, it was very exciting. I mean, I definitely think I'll tell you a little bit just about the way I found out I booked it. I found out while I was on set filming Unseen. So we were in the middle of Palmdale, in the middle of nowhere, no service. And by this point, I'd had all my auditions, all my chemistry reads, and we'd been in that beautifully stressful place where you have to sign contracts before you do the chemistry read, but it doesn't mean you're going to get the job. And so we'd signed those basic contracts and done all the deals, but I didn't know if I was going to get it. I go in without expectations, otherwise you face a lot of heartbreak in this industry. And I wasn't expecting a call. They hadn't said, you'll know by this day. It was nothing I'd expected. But I said, oh, I should check my phone. So as we were driving to set, we go through this little like area that had cell service. And I got all these texts came through. And I sat there going, oh, my God. Just sweating, because I had missed calls and text messages from my manager at the time and Pam, who was my agent at the time, and basically saying, you need to call us, you need to talk to us. And I'd been dealing with my green card paperwork with them, and I was like, what if I've missed something? What if I haven't sent it? Oh my gosh, what have I done? Yeah. And I finally got a hold of my manager at the time, and shout out to David Ruddy, and he said, so I've got good news and bad news, which, David, if you're listening to this, was a terrible way to deliver this message. I was very stressed for about half a second. I'm very, very stressed. I think my heart rate spiked. And he said, the good news is Disney loved you. And my mum's face dropped, because that sounds like, but they passed. And then he follows up with, and the bad news is you'll have to live in Toronto for 3 months. And I kind of took me a second to go, I'm sorry, what? And he went, yeah, you booked it. I was like, oh, okay. So that process, booking it was, I think, more stressful, I think, than living in Canada for 3 months. But
what a terrible man. There's no bad news.
I was like, David. I was like, you nearly gave me a heart attack. Yeah. He was like, oh, it's fine. I was like, oh dear. But no, he did a great job of delivering the message to me so that I stayed as calm as I could. But
that's awesome. Can I ask, how did you maintain composure on a job that you were already on and then thinking about this next job? You know, like that's going to throw you, right?
And you're like a James, it's like you guys are like it's a James Bondy feel kind of stuff. You got all these
put it in the back of your head.
Yeah.
I think actually the hardest part wasn't keeping composure as a character, because once I knew I had it, it was exciting, but I was like, okay, it's mine. We've already signed the contract. It is actually mine. I didn't then have to worry about losing it. It was already mine. I think the hardest part was not being able to tell absolutely everyone I've ever met.
Right.
I wanted to pick up the phone, go down my contacts and go, I'm going to be in a Disney movie.
Well, it's funny because I remember you saying something. He's like, I got something. I first interviewed you and you're like, but I can't talk about it.
I couldn't say anything because it was so secretive because it was a new story. It was new concepts. And even though it's been out for a while, I don't want to give away the ending, but my character has a big moment in the movie, and that was a huge secret as well. Like, up until the movie came out, and even now I try and keep it a secret for the people that haven't seen it yet. But that was a big moment for me. And so I think, going back to the beginning of your question, after that long roundabout answer, I think it was a very exciting and mind-boggling experience, because I kept having to pinch myself because it didn't feel real, because I got to be a new Disney princess, and that doesn't happen every day. Like, you see the people that get to do the live action remakes or voiceovers for characters, but these are princesses that have been around for a while, or royalty that has, and to be Disney royalty that's new and never been created, and if in the future they decide to remake it or do spin-offs and somebody else plays my character for whatever reason, then
you've set the
I'm
precedent.
The original. And that's awesome. Pretty cool.
That's cool. That's very cool.
Well, let's go jump to Rich Ting here. You didn't realize you have a lot of great body of work, from Supergirl down to, is it, gosh, we got the...
Karma's a Bitch.
Karma's a Bitch. But you also did...
That's the biggest one, definitely.
But there was a... Gosh, what did I just... I just skimmed over here. Crazy Love. You got Magna P.I.
Man in a High Castle.
Oh, no, but you had a series. Warriors. So what was the job that you think you said, okay, I think this is something I'm going to do for the rest of my life?
Oh, you know, I set goals for myself a long time ago. My first goal was just, I want to be in a Hollywood feature film. And I was able to do that in 2010, 2011 on this dance movie called Make Your Move, actually starring Korean K-pop singer BoA, and from the original writer-director of Save the Last Dance and The First Step Up. So I checked that box pretty early in my career, and I remember telling my mom, now what? You know? I think I'm in love with this game. I want to continue pursuing, and similar to what Isabella said, you know, my mom was very, and my family was very supportive of my pursuit of the arts. Coming from an athletic family, an athletic background, we were never really exposed to the arts. So that was kind of a leap of faith to me. But at the same time, based on what my parents had always brought me up with, was the mentality that as long as you keep working hard and you find something that you love and you want to get up for every day, then go for it. So I think that was the moment that I knew I could do this. And I, you know, like anything else, I've been a student my whole life. And what a great environment, industry to continue my studies with. You know, and that's the thing I think that keeps me humbled, is that this industry that we're all in, there's never going to be a point where we've quote unquote mastered it. There's always opportunities for growth and for learning and for maturity. And so, it's been a great ride, to say the very least.
Awesome. Andrew, any quick questions before we cut to music break?
I've got so many questions, but I think selfishly, the one that I do have relates to fitness.
I really want you to be my trainer.
Yeah.
Let's chat after this.
Yes, please.
But Rich, with the pressures and, you know, the schedules that you're on, results with fitness comes with, you know, consistency and holding out a program and all that sort of stuff. And I wish I could have everyone that I train just to follow a program, right? But I know that's not possible in the line of work we're in. So how do you keep somewhat of a consistent regime of your training?
Great question. hardest part about this job, to be dead honest. And what my mentality is number one, consistency. Yep. Number two, no days off, because my days off are actually when I'm on camera. Mm-hmm. You know, so when you're doing a 12, 16 hour day on camera, you physically and just time wise cannot fit in that cardio or that quick lift that, mm-hmm. you know, you just need to get in. So I am always prepping, knowing that I will have to take days off to work, to film. Fortunately, you know, it's all about time management. You know, a lot of people come into this industry and they think, oh, you know, I didn't do this and I didn't finish that. Well, this game, this sport of acting, if you want to call it that, it requires the same accountability, the same self-discipline, the same self-respect in any other industry you could be a part of, especially fitness and health. And so, you know, that's just something that I've ingrained in myself since I was a kid. So when I got into this industry, you know, you wake up, you get that morning cardio in. You go to work like everyone else, and you come home, and if you can, you get that lift in. And, you know, as I've gotten older, I've had to, been forced to listen to my body literally as we speak. Yep. Today was my recovery day, and I've learned to embrace those days, because before it was always 7 days a week. You know what I mean? So now it's more about, you know, you always hear it's a lifestyle, man. It's a lifestyle. But it really is, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah.
And to me, it just comes down to self-respect. Mm-hmm. You know, you need to respect yourself first. You know, how can you ask someone else to give you that kind of respect and love if you're not giving it to yourself? So, you know, to me, it's gotten to a point of health. Mental health, physical health, emotional health, and it's my therapy, and it keeps me really balanced.
Beautiful. Awesome. I love that.
Thank you, what we're going to be doing, we're going to be cutting to a music break, and we're going to have Andrew, my guest co-host, say introduce the song, and then we're going to talk more about your new movie,
Woo-hoo.
Karma's a Bitch,
dun, dun, dun.
Directed by Elizabeth Blake Thomas and written by Isabella Blake Thomas and starring Isabella Blake Thomas and Rich Teng, along with some other cast, what we're going to talk about. So because, you know, I figured this song would be appropriate because you're first time here to California.
Well, thank you, brother.
So I thought this would be a good song. He's actually, oh, you want to introduce this song?
Let's
we'll be back
off,
more
guys.
With, well, we're going to be back more with Isabella Blake Thomas and Rich Teng of the new movie, Karma's a Bitch. Social media is really quick or anything like that?
Mine is Isabella_B_T on every platform.
Rich Teng?
At Rich Teng World on all social media platform.
And it's T-I-N-G, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right, cool. So, Andrew Latumsky.
In the meantime, guys, let's enjoy California by Alexander James Rodriguez.
Yes. Okay. He was a guest of mine here, and he does a lot of stuff. So, we're going to have California by...
Let's do it.
Alexander James Rodriguez. And we'll be back more with the cast and production team of Karma's a Bitch. We'll be back. Here is Alexander James Rodriguez with California. We'll be right back.
All genres, all indie. Listen carefully. The song you are about to hear is an actual independent music submission. Indie 100.
Sun is out and the waves are high. It never rains, so we always shine. Like a dream, and we live it every day.
Yeah, yeah.
Grab our boards and we're feeling good. In Venice Beach where we're understood. The water's warm and the vibes are great today.
Yeah, yeah.
Cause this life's a party, like a scene from the movies. Everybody's famous from Malibu to LA.
This is California, where you can get.
The beautiful girls, NYC has the diamonds and pearls, but in LA it's the best of both worlds, yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Cause this life's a party, like a scene from the movies. Everybody's famous from Malibu to LA.
This is California, where you can get. You can get a taste of it.
All right, that was, what was the song, Andrew?
That was California by Alexander James Rodriguez.
You had to think about that. Again, Alexander James Rodriguez, that was for you. That was California by my dear friend, and he was a guest of the show, and he's got a lot of great music out there. What did you think of that song, guys?
Oh, it was fantastic.
I loved it.
Yeah, that's
thank
all.
You so much.
It's
for
a vibe.
That, yeah, it was an absolute vibe.
And this is your
right
first
now.
Time to California. I thought it would be
been
appropriate.
Been here for about 30 hours. I'm loving it.
That's
loving
awesome.
LA.
So again, thanks Alexander James Rodriguez, check it out. He's got some great music. He's got music videos out there. It's Alexander James Rodriguez. That song's California, but he's got some good songs on Spotify, music videos out. Check him out. He's a great person and a dear friend and a great guest as well. And again, that's California. Let me know if you like that song, tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. But most importantly, go check him out, Alexander James Rodriguez. He's out there in the social medias and Spotify and all that kind of good stuff. All right, we are back here with my special guest co-host of the hour, celebrity fitness trainer, Andrew Latomsky. Welcome back.
Thank you, sir.
And then you want to put your mic up really quick? There we go.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we got my guest of the hour, stars.
Isabella Blake Thomas.
Yeah, stars of the new movie, Karma's a Bitch, Isabella Blake Thomas, writer, producer, and actress.
Why, thank you.
Isabella Blake Thomas. And one of the stars, Rich Ting, actor. Welcome back, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you
all right, so let's get back to the nitty gritty. So let's talk about, you got this new movie that your mom directed.
She did.
Elizabeth Blake Thomas.
Yep.
Again, it's called Karma's a Bitch. You wrote it.
I did.
This thing.
Yeah.
Tell the audience a little bit about what the movie's about and then what inspired you to do this film.
Well, the movie is about a young girl called Charlie Stevens who moves to the town that her mum grew up in, her late mum. And she moves back there with her dad to try and start afresh after her mum passed away, to kind of finish high school out in a new place. And when she gets there, she starts discovering that she has these very odd dreams. And this is linked to her power that she has, which means that she can inflict bad karma on people when they are around her. It just sort of happens when she is in the area. And so as things start escalating, she has this dream that shows someone being murdered. And based on her past experience with her psychic dreams, she realizes that there's something about this town and something about this dream that shows that it's true. And so the story follows Charlie as she tries to uncover the murder, figure out why her mum wanted to move back there before she passed away, and discover the truth about the town.
Wow.
Dun, dun, dun.
And what inspired you to write this particular story? I mean, because you obviously, it was just your first script to write and everything?
It was my first script that was fully mine from beginning to screen, as it were. And I'd say the inspiration for it came from a few different places. I mean, my mum and I are always creating new ideas. We're kind of entrepreneurs with ideas, as it were. And so, honestly, I think it just came from us sitting down and going through a bunch of different ideas and figuring out what hadn't been seen before. And we realized that the embodiment of karma was something new that nobody had kind of tried to show, and the embodiment of karma as a woman as well, which I thought was very powerful, especially because the word that's often associated with the word karma is often associated with women, and so I wanted to kind of showcase that in a different way as well.
And what about real life experiences? Was there any sort of real life experiences that you fed into this based on?
I think in a few different ways. I mean, karma, I think, has shown up in a few different places in my life, but I think the truth more so comes from the different characters. There's a lot of personality traits of my own in my main character, Charlie, a lot of questions that she asks about herself, the similar questions I've had about myself, same with self-discovery. And then the same goes for other people in the life. I mean, the supportive single parent definitely is inspired by my wonderful mum. And then same with pieces of my friends in various places as well, dotted throughout the movie, that if they're watching, I'm sure they'll figure out themselves.
Awesome. And let's tell what's a little bit about your character.
Ooh. Okay, Charlie, let me think. Well, she is a young teen. She's about to turn 18, and she is trying to figure out who she is, just like I think a lot of us still are, no matter how old we are. And she's questioning her personality, her sexuality, her place in the world, and I think it's at the end of the day, no matter what the story's about, from what we're watching, we're seeing a girl try and discover who she is and where she's meant to be.
Awesome. And Rich Ting, you play the character Art Chen. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Tell the audience a little bit about your character.
I play Art Chen, like you just mentioned. I am actually one of the original kids who grew up with Charlie, Isabella's character's mother back in the day, and now has a child of myself. that is played by Terry Hu. And Terry's character and Isabella's character kind of go through with the other parents' kids. They go through this kind of discovery adventure, we'll leave it at that, to try to figure out some kind of mystery that I will not be talking about anymore, or I will get yelled at by Isabella.
You're getting a look now.
It's helpful
having a producer as well in these interviews. I can be like, no.
She's wearing both hats right now. So I play a dad. I play a single dad. My daughter, like I said, is Terry Hu, who plays an outwardly gay female. Mm-hmm. And that it was just a tremendous role to not only play a dad character, which I always love playing, but to just work with these young artists, besides feeling like an old guy on set, which wasn't too cool because I'm usually the middle-aged guy. I'm never like the oldest guy, but I guess in YA thrillers, I qualify as the old dude on set. But, you know, it was just an absolute privilege to work with Isabella and her mother, Elizabeth. It was such a family environment, and I'm getting really spoiled because I've had a couple of these films and projects where the cast is so tight, it does feel like a family, and I think the product definitely reflects that on the big screen when you see it. People always ask about the chemistry of us, right? I mean, when you have the right people together, and that's all credit to Isabella and her ability to cast this thing, it just really works like a smooth machine, you know? So again, just very, very proud to represent all the single dads out there. Proud to represent my dad, whose name is actually Art as well, which is so ironic.
Wait, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay, that was a coincidence.
That was great. So, but yeah. No, it's just a fun time, and I can't talk about what happened.
Well, I know it's not out yet, right?
Yes, so, it's
but
not out yet.
What would be the takeaway you would like audiences to, once they see this?
Yes, so a couple of takeaways. I'll say two takeaways for right now on two different levels. One is that I think on a personal level for the character Charlie, and since we brought up Val as well, I think from questioning who you are in a few different ways, I think it's important for me, it is important for me to let people know of any age and of any background that it's okay to question who you are, and it's okay to go through those questions and also to change who you think you are and be open to that and not have to settle on one thing in order to figure out who your true self is and what your true identity is. And also, I think just quickly to tie into it, it's one of the reasons that it was so important to me to choose a non-binary actor or an LGBTQ plus actor in the first place. And then when my agent at the time, Pam, said Terry was available, I said, yes, please. And I actually spoke to Terry about making the character non-binary because they are non-binary. And they said, yes, that sounds fantastic. And I said, great. So, again, it ties into the importance of authenticity and people feeling like they can be their authentic selves. And then also from just a fun story standpoint, I want people to take away that it's exciting to have a little mystery in your life as well. So don't stop looking for the mystery.
Well, as your manager said to you, I have some good news and I have some bad news. The good news is that I loved everything you've said. The bad news is we only got 3 minutes left, guys.
Oh my God.
The time went by so quick. So how could people... I know I told you guys it was going to go by quick.
So fast.
Where did the time go?
Can we do part two?
So how could people check out the movie, or how could they keep track of it? You know it's not out yet.
So the best way to keep track of it is probably through my socials or any socials of the cast, honestly. We'll all be announcing when things happen. Or honestly, the Mother Daughter Entertainment socials, which is Mother and Daughter Ent, I believe, on Instagram, but it's easy to find if you look on my page as well, and that those are the ones that are probably posting the most consistently and have the most consistent updates. But I promise you will be hearing as soon as we have something that we can share.
Well, I got to see a sneak peek preview of this at a private screening, so I loved it. So I congratulations again. It's called Karma's a Bitch. We want to give a shout out to Elizabeth Blake Thomas, who directed this, and as well as produced it with you. And then I'll give some more shout outs to some of the cast.
Shout outs too. Let me start from the kids, I guess, because we have Rich here. We'll go Terry Hu, Pierce Joza, Elise Luthman, Matt Cornett, Notlim Taylor, Pedro Enrique. Then we've got Tony Todd, Natasha Henstridge, David Lipper, Eddie McClintock, Fernanda Romero, Matt Rife, Kelly Price. I hope I'm not missing out. If I've missed anyone, I'm so sorry. We just looked at IMDb and those were the faces I saw. but yes, everyone did a fantastic job, and I am so grateful to everyone involved from a crew perspective as well, because a lot of hard work went into it.
Awesome. Well, Karma's a Bitch. Again, it's going to be coming out soon again by the mother-daughter team, Elizabeth Blake Thomas and Isabella Blake Thomas. And social media is one more time for you.
Isabella_B_T on all platforms.
Rich Ting?
Rich Ting World on all platforms.
And Andrew Latomsky.
One more time. Andrew Latomsky.
He's nothing to do with Karma's a Bitch, but he's my desk host.
Separately.
Fitness is life, baby.
Yeah.
Absolutely, man. Right here.
What is it? One more time?
Andrew Latomsky is the best place you can find me. Yeah.
Well, this show, obviously, you guys have been inspired. This ultimately is about inspiring others. We want to inspire those really quickly before we wrap up.
Yeah.
What inspiring words of wisdom can you give to someone out there that maybe wants to do what you do, become an actress, writer, producer, or just follow their dreams in general, or actor, or et cetera? So we'll start off with you, Isabella Blake Thomas.
Quick piece of advice, because I know we're running tight on time. I would say the best piece of advice for someone that wants to do what I'm doing is to make sure you love it, and if you do, keep doing it. Please don't give up. And I know it sounds cliche, but it's true. Just you don't need to. You can do it, I promise.
And Rich Ting.
I'm just going to piggyback off that. You know, look for something that you're willing to wake up for, not because you have to, it's because you want to.
Yeah.
And that's what I found.
And celebrity fitness trainer Andrew Latomsky, for someone that wants to maybe do what you do.
Yeah, I'll piggyback off everything you guys have just said and just say be a good person and do it with a bit of heart give as well.
Awesome. Love well, that. I want to say congratulations on all your successes. Finally, great to have you here. Maybe we'll have you guys back on.
Part two, baby.
All right, God bless you guys.
When the trailer drops.
I did not know the time went by that quick, but when you're having fun, I guess that's what happened.
So,
God bless you guys. Again, the movie is called Karma's a Bitch, coming out soon. Again, check out Isabella Blake Thomas, a Rich Ting from the movie.
The amazing
and
the, Rich Ting.
Then also Andrew Latomsky.
Thank you, sir. I'm so excited to check out this film, guys.
Awesome.
Congratulations.
God bless you guys again. And then thank you all for tuning in. I love you guys all, and I'm always grateful and appreciative of all you guys' listenership.
Thank you for listening.
And end off my show, Matthew 19:26. In man, things are possible. In God, all things are possible. And we are out. Bye-bye.